First Timothy chapter 2. I desire therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in high station, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all piety and chastity. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator of God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a redemption for all, a testimony in due times, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle. I say the truth, I lie not, a doctor of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I will therefore that men pray in every place, lifting up your hands, without anger and contention, in like manner women also in decent apparel, adorning themselves with modesty and sobriety, not with plaited hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly attire, but as it becometh women professing godliness, with good works. Let the woman learn in silence, with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to use authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not seduced, but the woman being seduced, was in the transgression, yet she shall be saved through childbearing, if she continue in faith, and love, and sanctification, with sobriety.